This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
New immigration data is providing another embarrassment for the Department of Homeland Security. Roughly 200,000 deportation cases have been thrown out by immigration judges because the agency failed to file the required notice to appear on time.
In many cases, because the volume of people coming across was so great, they were just told to report to the local Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says this all could have been prevented if the Biden administration enforced the law at the southern border. The data, which comes from Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, shows Houston as a hotspot for many of the dismissals. Texas has banned abortions, but there are exceptions. The state medical board is doing a deep dive on the rules today over complaints that they're too vague.
It gives little or no guidance to physicians as to when they're safe.
Capitol lobbyist Steve Bresnan and his wife Amy are pushing the board to approve a list of conditions that fall into the life-threatening category. It's all backed up in medical journals. That would give guidance to doctors about when they could legally perform an abortion without the threat of spending the rest of their life in prison. The Fannin County Courthouse renovation drama continues. TSN's Melanie Brown has more.
Last summer, the Fannin County Courthouse failed inspection and was deemed in imminent danger after undergoing a $30 million restoration. Now, Fannin County Judge Newt Cunningham has filed a petition for depositions to find out who's responsible for work that failed to meet requirements. Problems include faulty electrical wiring, floors that aren't level, and falling wood. Cunningham is trying to get the contractors to reimburse the county for those improper renovations. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
The Lamar County Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, is in immediate need of volunteers. The volunteers assist emergency responders in the event of major emergencies, such as tornadoes, by directing traffic, going house to house, looking for people who are trapped, and assisting volunteer fire departments. Training includes first aid, fire safety, search and rescue, and emergency medical operations. No experience is necessary. For more information, email lccert01@gmail.com or visit Facebook and find Lamar County, Texas Community Emergency Response Team, CERT. The Bonham ISD Board of Trustees has named Dr. Joy Wilson to be the new superintendent. Dr. Wilson will officially take over from current Superintendent Kelly Trompler on July 1st. Oklahoma game wardens are investigating after sacks filled with 52 snow geese carcasses were dumped along the Indian Nation Turnpike near Antlers. All the geese had been shot and no meat had been harvested. Anyone with information should call Operation Game Thief at 800-522-8039. A cash reward is being offered. The former executive director of the Carter County nonprofit Moore Foundation has been sentenced for embezzling nearly $430,000 from the organization's bank accounts for personal use between 2017 and mid-2021. 64-year-old Rosalind Melody Hale of Ardmore was also convicted of income tax fraud. She was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in federal prison and must pay restitution of almost $600,000. A Wood County jail inmate was found unresponsive on Thursday, and jail staff immediately began life-saving measures. EMS was called and transported the inmate to UT Health Quitman, where the inmate was pronounced deceased. The cause of death is undetermined at this time, and the name of the inmate will be withheld until family is notified. The deceased had been booked into the jail on Wednesday on a felony injury to a child charge. Texas Rangers will handle the investigation. 31-year-old Rakeem D. Chandler of Mount Vernon was arrested on warrants for burglary of a habitation, forgery, and credit or debit card abuse. At last report, he was being held in the Titus County Jail. Joseph Dalton Dodson and Renee Lee Dodson were arrested in Hopkins County on multiple felony charges. They were booked for possession of more than 4 but less than 200 grams of a controlled substance and 3 counts of abandoning or endangering a child. Joseph Dodson was also charged with violating his parole. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.